Boar's Head invites you to enlighten your senses. Introducing Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. Inspired by Japanese master chefs, our signature teriyaki glaze is crafted with garlic, ginger, and a hint of brown sugar. Then paired with our tender, slow-roasted chicken breast for a flavor that's sweet, savory, remarkably bold. Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. The bold flavor of Japan. Now at the deli. Compromise elsewhere.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. Today is Wednesday, May 28th. And as you know, my show is about sharing tips and strategies with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, streaming live across the airways. And I'm excited to be here with you today. Today's show is segment number 2 of the Decluttering mini-series I started last week. But before I jump into the show, I would like to acknowledge the passing this morning of a national treasure, Dr. Maya Angelou. Dr. Angelou was one of the most renowned and influential voices of our time. She's a celebrated poet, novelist, educator, producer, actress, filmmaker, and civil rights activist. I had the pleasure of listening to Dr. Angelou speak twice in person, live, and the first time was over 20 years ago. I was seated directly in front of her in the 8th row. And to this day, I still remember how she made me feel. I was so moved by her willingness to be vulnerable and her ability to connect with me and make me feel as if I was having an intimate one-on-one conversation with her, and I'm sure everyone in the audience felt that way. Dr. Angelou's last tweet last Friday was, "Listen to yourself, and in the quietude you might hear the voice of God." When Nelson Mandela passed away in December of last year, she was quoted as saying, "A giant had fallen and heaven gained an angel." Well, today heaven gained another angel. Bless you, Dr. Angelou, and may you continue to sing, dance, and create on the other side. Okay, so today, in order to participate in the show, I see that we already have callers who have dialed in. That's great. I'll definitely get to your questions shortly. For those of you who also have a question about decluttering, you can get your question answered one of two ways. You can call in, area code 626-231-0306. Or if you're in the States, you can dial in toll-free, area code 877-633-9454. Or you can join my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling Wealth Wisdom, where you can post a question or comment about today's show. And while you're there, you can also get access to my free ebook, Your Destiny Delivered, How to Discover Your Purpose and Live Your Passion. It's a great read, and I know you will enjoy it. Just go to my page and click on the tab that says Free Ebook here. So last week's show, I talked about the benefits of reducing clutter, and I'd like to review a few of those with you guys. Hopefully you've had a week of letting things go and releasing, you know, of decluttering like we talked about last week on the show. I had a lot of emails from folks and running into friends in the post office saying, "Wow, I listened to your show and I'm inspired to tackle my paperwork and my closet." And so I'm happy that I was able to inspire you just a little bit to start making some good habit changes and making headway to your decluttering, because as I mentioned last week, as you declutter and reduce things in your space, you know, that automatically improves the energy in your space, which improves your energy. It also helps you feel more in control of your life when you can look around your office or your kitchen or living room or bedroom and see that you've been able to let things go, you know, that you don't feel the need anymore to hold on to every single thing that comes into your home. You know, it's a really a phenomenal feeling. And if you've been, you know, working through this process and doing that in your home, I'm sure you've been feeling the same, that you're starting to feel like, yeah, I can do this. And when you feel really good about your ability to let things go, it gives you more confidence. You know, that's another reason to improve and reduce the things in your space, is you feel more confident. And it also helps you think more clearly. You know, I've noticed in my office as I decluttered it over the month of May, and I've kept it this way, you know, really actually pretty pristine. I don't have the stacks of paperwork anymore. I don't have the cluttered drawers. I've organized all my drawers. It allows me to really think more clearly and to advance my projects forward. So that's a good thing, and I know you too will start to have that experience as you allow for yourself to release the things that are weighing you down energetically and also physically. You know, a cluttered space is representative of a cluttered mind as well, and a cluttered physical body. And as you learn to take control of your environment and your space around you, you're going to start to feel like, oh, wow, I'm feeling pretty good. And energetically, you're going to feel lighter within your beingness. And you'll also actually physically lose weight. That's been my experience too. I have not changed my eating habits at all. However, by allowing myself to release things physically around me, energetically, I've been able to release some weight as well. So that feels really good. So, you know, and the key, and lastly, you know, reducing and releasing things also helps make your space and home feel larger than it is. You know, I've said over and over again that your homes don't grow. The space doesn't grow, but as you bring things into it and don't get rid of things, the space actually starts to shrink. So, you know, if you've ever felt that overwhelming feeling of like the walls kind of closing in on you, that's why, because you haven't had created a habit of reducing things in your space as things are coming in. It's a natural happening. It's more natural for things to come into your space in terms of, you know, clutter and things like that, rather than have things consistently leave your space. So you have to catch yourself in this process as things start to fill up your home. You have to really be on top of it, have a recycling bag at the door ready at all times to keep adding to it. Once a week, you know, I recommend every week fill up a recycling bag, fill up a bag that you can take to the thrift store or a bag that you can take to a shelter. You know, maybe there's a shelter nearby, a women's home or something that needs items. They appreciate it. The library, we just donated a bunch of books to the library, and it was like we made that woman's day. She was so excited to see me walk in with the box of books. She thanked me 4 times for bringing them the books. Like, they really are grateful for it. And it makes you feel good, you know, when you're giving to others the things that, again, you're either not using or you're not wearing or that no longer serve you, you know, that aren't giving you energy. Get rid of it. That's the key. Just get rid of it. Okay, so today's show, I'm going to address the following 3 excuses of why people continue to hold on to things. Here are the last top 3. Number 1, I'll wear it someday. Number 2, it's my kids. And number 3, it was a gift. And the, you know, let's talk about that first one. I'll wear it someday. You know, basically it means that you need to ask yourself the question, well, why aren't you wearing it now? And why haven't you been wearing it in the last 12 months? So as you go through your closets, and this was what a friend of mine asked when I ran into her in the post office, she said, you know, I love the show, but I really need help letting go of clothing. Clothing is my thing. So that this show is for her and for all of you that have that same issue of being able to release clothing. So you've probably heard that if you haven't worn it in the last 12 months, that's something to look into. So as you go through your closet, create piles. The first pile is going to be clothing that you haven't worn 12 months or longer. Okay, clean it all out. Put that, make that pile in your room, on your bed, whatever, on the floor. Doesn't matter. Create a pile of those clothes. First pile, again, is clothing that you haven't worn in 12 months or longer. Second pile is a pile of clothing that you have worn within the last 12 months, but you didn't really feel good wearing it. You know, when you didn't feel like $1 million and you didn't feel your best. And you know what that feels like. It's like when you wear something that takes your energy rather than gives you energy, that needs to be in the second pile. So, and when I say takes your energy, it's like it makes you self-conscious while you're wearing that particular item of clothing. You know, you're not feeling confident, you're self-conscious, you're wondering, you know, does it look right? I don't feel right in it. That's the second pile. And then the third pile is clothing that you have, you know, that you do wear consistently. Those on a regular basis within the last 12 months. And then there's going to be one more pile, and the fourth pile is of clothing items that no longer fit you. And these are clothes that are either too big or too small. So let's talk about those four piles. First pile is the clothes that you haven't worn 12 months or longer. Get rid of that pile. Just don't even think about it. You need to go mindless on this activity, play loud music, whatever you have to do. But clearly that's an indicator that those items need to be donated or, probably donated because they're going to be out of style, out of fashion, whatever. Your friends probably won't like it. So grab a bag and load up that bag. Donate those to the thrift store or shelter or wherever, whatever moves you. The second batch of clothing are clothes that you wear occasionally but don't make you feel really good. So those are items that I too recommend for them to go. If you don't feel like $1 million, you know, just get rid of it, let it go, put those in the bag, take those to the thrift store. Third group of clothing is clothing that you currently wear, that you enjoy, that you look great in, you feel great in. Keep all of that, put that back in the closet, and continue to enjoy it. The fourth pile of clothing is the clothing that no longer fits you. It's that those items that you're holding on to because someday you're going to be eating more healthily and you're going to be exercising more on a regular basis, and it's those size 8s that, you know, someday you're holding out for, and you continue to keep them. But this is what happens. When you keep a lot of clothing that is not your size, it actually creates more stress for you on a daily basis because it's a reminder that you're not living up to your full potential of reaching that size. So when you look at those clothes, you know, if you're a size whatever and these size 8 are a long way off for you to fit into, put them in a bag and give them, donate them, or give them to friends, you know, if it's really some really nice things. Or you can also put them at high-end consignment stores. You know, you can also get a little money from this process and put them on consignment so that, you know, you get a little cash flow and save that money, because maybe there will be a day that you will be back to that size where you'll be exercising regularly, eating more healthily, and you'll be a whole different size and you'll want to go out and treat yourself, buy clothing that is in style, that makes you feel good, you know, that really does make you feel good. So that's an option. And the other thing about clothing that is smaller, you know, if you're wanting to get into a smaller size, is keep one article, just one article. Maybe it was your favorite skinny top or your favorite skinny jeans, and keep that as inspiration. Because as you keep one thing as inspiration, it will help you move toward that goal rather than a whole closet full of clothing that doesn't fit you. Do you see what I'm saying here? It's a whole different energetic, mental state and emotions that are involved with that process. So I hope that's helpful. Let me go to our caller and see if she has a question. He or she has a question about the clothing. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Okay. I just wanted to comment about how fabulous this is, and I cleaned my closets, and I feel so much better. I just wanted to give you this shout out. This is Rebecca from Victoria.
Hey, Rebecca, thanks so much. How nice are you to call in and say that? So it's the tips are helping you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, after the last show, I was like, okay, let's go through. And I actually wanted to part with these dolls I've been carrying around for like 15 years. And it was funny because I brought them out and I thought, okay, what am I doing? Like, I'm going to keep them for my grandchildren that I don't even have yet. And then I thought, I'll sell them. Well, dolls aren't really worth that much anymore. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to give them away, you know. And that was, you know, from your show that it came up. And I was like, okay, I can totally do this. And then I got rid of a whole bunch of stuff in my room. And now it's way more clear. And I feel fabulous. And I'm like, okay, thank you, Jane. And I never really thought about it. I don't hold on to much stuff, but I let go of everything. So I was like, okay, this is perfect. So that was my comment for today.
Well, that's a great comment. Congratulations. And, you know, it's everyone's got something, right? Whether it's dolls or paperwork or clothing or whatever. You know, we've all got something that we hold on to. And so your mental process as you worked through it got you to the point where it's like, okay, I can release this. It's all good.
Yes. Yeah.
And how do you feel now?
And I feel really, really, really good. Like, my house is normally, I've always kind of felt that if my house was a mess, I was a mess. So I've always tried to keep everything in its spot. But, I mean, even the papers that you carry around for years that have no purpose, it's like, okay, why are we holding on to them? And so years ago, I threw out a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I had, like, bills of my mother's, and I was like, why am I carrying these? She's passed on. The bills are got nothing to do with me. Why would I even hold on to that? So I've started this process before, but now I was like, oh, there's still more stuff. And then I just felt like walking around my house, everything's really super clear, and, you know, I can think better when everything is in its place.
Nice.
And there's
that's wonderful.
Extra. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's the key. Everything has a place, or everything should have a place. You know, that's one of the really important things about decluttering. And also what you said is so true. You know, decluttering happens in layers.
Yes.
As you strip away things, release things, you know, then you go around and say, yeah, it feels good, but wait a second, I can do more. There's more here that I can release and let go of. And as we release another layer, and then that allows for another layer to come up and go, wait a second, I can release that too. Until you're at the point where you're, you know, running a pretty lean operation there, and now you're back in control of your life.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I feel like, okay, I now can be open for everything to come in. And there's nothing that's sitting there that has that energy, because like you said last week, it's the energy attached to those dolls, right? My auntie was like drank, and she had all these, and that energy stuck with those dolls. I'm like, I don't want that around me. Like, why have I been carrying these? You know, so it's beautiful.
It is, Rebecca. Good for you. Congratulations. Thanks so much for calling in and for sharing your story. It's a great story. I appreciate it.
And no problem. Thank you. And I look forward to connecting.
Excellent. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
So, thanks. Bye. So, yeah, you know, that's great. Rebecca's, her things were dolls. And last week, my friend Lisa called in with paperwork. And, you know, I do want to address one thing. Lisa wasn't able to call in today to follow up regarding the paperwork. And, you know, we all have one thing, something that really does energetically hold on to us when we can't let go of it. So that's the process, too. Whatever you can't let go of, energetically can't let go of you either. You know, you're really the one that needs to take control of this process and responsibility for it. And, you know, paperwork, we hold on to paperwork for reasons that are similar to why we really hold on to anything. We tell ourselves that, well, someday I might need it. Now, tax-wise, you have to check with wherever you live, whatever the rules and regulations are or the laws are in the area that you live, you have to check. But in the States, it's 7 years. You have to have the current and previous 7 years' tax documents in the event of an audit. So that's pretty important. But what that means is anything that's older than 7 years, get rid of it. You don't need it. There's no reason for it. And all of that should be on your, you know, spreadsheets or accounting software, whatever you use, so that, you know, if you want to project sales growth and, you know, look back on your business to see what you did, that should all already be on there. There's no reason to hold on to receipts in the event of an audit. So let it go. Let those things go. I've always operated that way, and energetically it served me well because I've said to the universe, I don't need this because I'll never be audited. You know, we have to really look at the other side of things, too. As we hold on to things, you know, why is it that we're holding on to them? Just like Rebecca said, she asked herself, why am I holding on to the energy of these dolls? They were my aunts. You know, her energy is associated with it. Well, we have to also look at why we hold on to the paperwork as well, because if we're doing it out of fear or some other low vibration energy, we're going to attract that low vibration to us. So that's something to consider. Other than that, if it's not tax-related, and I'll get into the kids thing in a moment, if it's not tax-related, just get rid of it. You don't need it. Believe me, you don't need it. Get rid of it. If it's important, like I said to Lisa last week, scan it. You know, scan. Get your scanner set up and scan it. Save it that way. You can save it on an external hard drive, whatever, or in the cloud, and then you'll have it for that day that you think you'll need it, which you won't anyway. Okay, very good. So let's talk about the next excuse that people have about holding on to things, which is, it's my kids. Now, this is a pretty big issue, and how you address this issue depends on how old your kids are and where they're living. Now, the younger kids who are still living at home, it's important to make a steady practice of helping them learn how to go through their stuff as well, and also to learn how to let go of things. You know, I really believe that this is a skill that needs to start at a young age. I mean, think about it. You know, how old are you? Like, think about how many decades you've lived with things in your home that you really don't need because you never had the skill set to tackle the clutter problem. Well, if we can very patiently work with our children when they're younger, we start with our kids. We started with them probably 4 years ago when they were 6 and 10, 6 and 8. When they were 6 and 8, and, you know, we asked them, okay, what is it that what do you need here? What are you using? What are you not using? And I can see the huge, tremendous growth that the kids have gone through in the last 4 years of learning how to let things go. You know, our daughter had a real struggle with this initially. She didn't want to let go of anything. And our son, too, he really didn't want to let go of anything. But as we worked with them in a very loving way to share with them why it's important to learn how to let things go and to have a proper place for everything, you know, that they have better sleeps and they feel better in their room and their environment, and that they can actually see what they have. They can actually see their toys and play with them rather than have just a cluttered mess of tons of stuff, and then they have no idea what they have. You know, and I know for any of my listeners out there, you probably know this experience too. Too much clutter, your brain shuts down, it goes into overwhelm, and it can't process that information anyway. It's like eventually you start to not even see the clutter. That's the brain's mechanism of allowing you to not go insane. It allows you to just not see it. So, you know, really become aware of working with your children and having them work through the process of letting their things go. It's not up to you to clean their room for them. It's up to them to go through the process of donating items and releasing clothing that they're not wearing. It's a really important skill set. And boy, if you teach them at a young age, you know, then they'll have that skill set. So when they get older, out into the world, they're going to be really, they're going to be living a much different life. You know, a life that can truly be extraordinary, where they're not weighted down emotionally or physically with baggage. You know, we want the best for our kids. So start with them, go through that process. Now, let's talk a little bit about older. You know, let's say your kids are older. They've moved out of the house. They're not living there any longer, and you're still holding their stuff for them. So, you know, I would say give them a call and ask them, you know, tell them what you have of theirs and ask them if they want it. Now, if they say, absolutely not, I don't want that stuff, then that's free license without any guilt to release it. You know, they're basically telling you, look, I don't want this stuff. Then you should at that point easily be able to let stuff go of theirs. Now, of course, minus some sentimental items, and you can decide what those will be, but I don't recommend boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of sentimental items. You know, reduce it down to maybe one small box or plastic container, whatever size, you know, that can maybe the size that can fit underneath a bed or something. Reduce it down to that. You know, that's their really special items that you don't want to part with, that maybe they don't want at this point, but maybe as they get older and down the road when they have their own kids, they'll want to show them, you know, who knows, their baby teeth, their first haircut, whatever. That's up to you. But my recommendation is to minimalize that type of thing. You know, you don't need a whole bunch or room filled with their things. Let it go. It's okay. Okay? Now, lastly, right now the school year is coming to a close for many of us. And what happens when the school year comes to a close? All of the school homework and paperwork and everything comes home, doesn't it? In one fell swoop. It's like, you know, they bring bags and bags home of stuff. And that is the time not to simply put it in a box and shove it away and forget about it, but at that moment, that's the time to go through it. We haven't been that diligent about it, and just a few weekends ago, we finally went through all of their schoolwork, you know, going back to when they were little, kindergarten, and my wife and I found that the things that we felt were really important to keep are their artwork, writing samples, you know, like poetry and things like that, report cards, and pictures. And the rest got recycled or burned. You know, we had a fire going in the fireplace, and we just put it right in there. And we had the kids be a big part of this process. You know, we sat them down, and we said, okay, what do you want to keep? What don't you want to keep? And, you know, the kids go through a little bit of emotion, as you can imagine, you know, because they're thinking, oh, my whole schoolwork life is gone. You don't care about it, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, we do, but allow them to go through their emotions, just like you have your emotions as you go through your stuff. That's normal. It's absolutely normal. The key, though, is to work through the emotional part. That is so important, you know. Ask yourself, why am I keeping this? You know, is it really that important? Why am I holding on to this? Because as Rebecca said, you know, it's true. Everything has energy. Everything has energy attached to it. A piece of paper has energy. A picture on the wall holds energy. A gift holds energy, which I'm going to get to in a moment, dealing with the gift thing. So everything has energy, and that's wonderful too. Like, that's the good news too, because the things that are of good energy, of high vibration, things that give you energy, like I have a beautiful picture in my office of a bumblebee a bumblebee on a beautiful flower, and I'm drawing a blank. Well, I can't think of this flower. It's really a sunflower. There we go. It's a bumblebee on a sunflower that I took. Now, my mom's favorite things were sunflowers, and my great-grandmother loved bees. So both of them are in the spiritual realm now, and this picture, I love it because it reminds me of both of them. And it's important to me. It gives me energy. I love looking at it. It gives me, brings back good feelings and good emotions. Now, I don't need a million pictures of bumblebees and sunflowers. I just need one, just one. So as you go through your items, and if there's any duplicates is big. Oftentimes we get into a habit or a pattern of buying certain things. I know a few years ago when I lived in Florida, my thing was buying khaki shorts. I think I had 8 pairs in my closet when I met my wife, and she brought that to my attention. I said, yeah, that's a good point. So now I've been able to release all of those except for 1 pair. So 7 went. But I never quite got it when I was out shopping that, when I bought the second or third or fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh or eighth pair of khaki shorts that, oh, wait a second, I have a pair at home already, or I have 2 pairs, or I have 3, or I have 4, whatever. It never occurred to me. It's like I went on blank, right, as we do sometimes when we shop, never thought about it, and ended up with a closet full of the exact same thing. So clearly, when we have duplicates or multiple things that are the same, that's easy to get rid of, right? Collections, easy to get rid of. We tell ourselves, oh, it's going to be worth money someday. Well, if it is, then you know what? There's tons of people selling things on eBay. Give the collection to them, split the profit, and get it out of your house. Just release it or donate it. Donating things makes you feel so good. I feel so happy when after I've loaded my car up with things to take to the thrift store, to the library, whatever, and I drop it off and I see the smile on their faces and their gratitude of receiving it, and I am so happy to donate it. It makes me feel so good. So let me see. We got another caller here. Let's see who this is, and then I'll get to that last excuse. We'll tackle that big one that it's a gift. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Jaden. It's Anna from Calgary.
Hey, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. What can I? You have a question about decluttering?
I do, because I think my biggest problem, my biggest issue with the clutter in my home is I live in the family home that I grew up in. As people have come and gone, they've all left things behind. But my biggest issue is the things of my dad's and the things of my husband's, because they've both passed away. And it's hard for me to let go of their stuff.
Okay. And have you been able to let go of any of it, or is all of it still in the home?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm whittling, my dad passed away in 1999. And so I've whittled all his clothing down to the one shirt I gave him for Father's Day a million years ago. And I'm okay holding on to one shirt.
Okay.
I'm having more of a problem with my husband's stuff, I think, because I don't want to go through it. It's too emotionally painful to go through the boxes of his things and sort out what is important, pictures or things that his folks may want, or things important that may be important to his brothers or to me, versus the things that can definitely be let go of. But I'm avoiding
yeah.
his things.
Okay, good awareness, and because you know that you're in avoidance behavior, and whenever we're in avoidance behavior, you're right, we do not have the strength or the energy to go through things like that. So for you, Anna, I think it's going to be really important for you to invite a friend over, and you, first of all, you have to want to let go of some of the stuff. Do you want to let go of it?
Yeah, I don't need it all. Absolutely don't. I just don't have the room. I don't want it all, for sure.
Okay. So as long as you have the desire to let go of things, then I would say invite the friend over who has the best boundaries and who is, you know, who can really work with you through this emotional process, because that's what it's going to be, is an emotional process of releasing those things of your husband.
Okay.
And then as your friend comes over, you know, it's going to be, tell her before you start the process what your goal is. You know, is it to clean out half a room of his things? Is it whatever it is? You have to really have a clearly established goal before you start the process, okay? So you tell her what your goal is, he or she, you tell them what your goal is, and then you ask them for their assistance. So as you're going through these items, now, what's going to start to happen is you're going to start to feel the nervousness come up. You're going to start to feel the anxiety and the stress of this process. So you're going to have to breathe through it. You know, take this in small chunks. That's the first thing I want to say is, you know, as you pick up an item, feel the energy of that item. Allow for his energy to be felt by you. And then at that point, say, I love you, I thank you, and I release you.
Okay.
And say that to every single item. I love you. I thank you. I release you. And that will solidify your connection with him even more. You know, as we know in the spiritual realm, they're still with us. They're around us. They want us to move on with our lives. They don't want us to hold on to their things. They don't want us to feel stuck or, you know, to feel the pain and the burden of holding on to their things. I had a similar experience where my mother passed on unexpectedly, and I went to her home in Maryland. I called all the family members, and I said, you know, I'm releasing all of Mom's things. Whatever you want, come get. I had a couple family members show up, got some things, and I took a few items of hers that were really important that I can fully remember her with, you know, either her wearing or a purse that she might have, but not a lot. It was just a few things. And then I called an estate company and they came and they took everything away. And I've lived with that for the last few years, you know, with the guilt. I was like, oh my gosh, did I do the right thing? And I started questioning myself. And then I felt peace one day in my heart, and I felt like my mother saying to me, let it go. It's okay. I love you. And that is, you know, I think that is truth. They don't, as they're in their spiritual realm, they're going on with their lives. They continue to live and thrive unencumbered with stuff, right? Like, they don't have to deal with stuff over there. We have to deal with stuff in the physical earth plane, the material things. And they want us to not carry it around and not feel guilt or shame around it, to let it go. Because when we celebrate in that joy, they celebrate for us.
Well, that sounds like a really good idea. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Anna. Good luck with that. Keep in touch with me through Facebook. Let me know how that process goes for you and what kind of results you got by
Absolutely.
Doing it. Can you give us a time frame of when you think you'll get to start on that?
Well, I've started. I have what I call the room of despair.
Oh boy.
So, I'm kind of whittling away at that kind of daily over the last week. So it's kind of, I'm puttering. I'm puttering along.
You're puttering along. You're taking steps. Congratulate yourself. Give yourself a big hug. Be good to you during this process, and then invite that friend over, and then you'll be able to release even more, and you'll feel great.
Perfect. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Anna. Thanks for calling into the show. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So that's a big thing of holding on to loved ones' items, and also gifts. Let's talk about gifts for a moment. You know, I think it's really important when you receive a gift that it will serve you to look at why you keep the things you're keeping. Are you holding on to that because you genuinely like it, because it makes you feel good, or because you use it all the time? You know, if you're, so basically if you're keeping things because of one of those three reasons, that you genuinely like it, it makes you feel good, you use it all the time, that's something that is giving you energy, that's supportive of you. Or ask yourself, are you holding on to something out of guilt, fear, or shame, or some type of other low vibration? And the shame, what I mean is, you know, if you say, oh, shame on you for letting that go, that was my mother's, my dead brother's, my dead father's, blah, 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 whatever, doesn't matter. And I don't mean to come across being insensitive. I'm not. This is a skill that I've had to learn because I've had my twin brother pass on. I've had my mother pass on. I've had my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my a girlfriend pass on. So I get all this. I understand it all. And I understand that we really, truly don't need to live among among things that were once owned by someone else. We just don't need it. And or a gift, if something was given to you as a gift. However, if it is, you know, again, serving you, you love it, you use it, makes you feel good, keep it. If it's not serving you, if you don't love it, if it doesn't make you feel good, if, like, my goodness, Anna has a whole room that she referred to as, I forget the exact phrasing that she used, but something to the effect of, like, you know, that room is really, does not give her energy. It takes her energy. So if you have a whole room filled with things like that, boy, let it go. Give yourself a gift of letting it go. Like I said on last week's show, if it was that important to your loved one who passed on, they would have taken it with them. Right? I mean, really, think about it. Material things are not that important to our soul, to our higher selves, to our spiritual self, which is who we are. We're spiritual beings having this physical human experience. And that's the key. We take with us what is important. We take our thoughts, our personalities, our hearts, you know, the love that we experienced and gave during this lifetime, that's what we take with us. The other stuff, let it go. Just release it. So those are the three items that I wanted to tackle. The paperwork thing I can also talk about on other shows. I also want to let you know that the focus for the month of June on my show is mind, body, and spirit. I'm going to share with you the best practices for living an extraordinary life. Next week's show, I will share the top 5 ways to access your mind and all the good things it wants you to know. So please be sure to tell all your friends about my show, and please, if you enjoy my podcast and find them helpful, go to iTunes and write a review for me. I would greatly appreciate it, and it will take you less than 2 minutes. Positive reviews keep me motivated to continue giving you great content, to take your calls, to share these wonderful tips and strategies with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. And it's easy. Go to iTunes, put in the little search bar, Soul, S-O-U-L, 2, T-O, Profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, Radio. And once you click on that, you can go to the ratings and reviews button. And then all you do is click write a review. And voila. And by the way, while you're there, please click the subscribe button. I'd greatly appreciate it to have you as a subscriber. Then you will automatically receive the RSS feeds for all my shows once they're put up on iTunes in case you've missed one. And again, the month of June on my show is Mind, Body, and Spirit, the best practices for living an extraordinary life. Next week's show, June 4th, I'm going to be sharing with you the 5 top ways to access your mind and all the good things it wants you to know. I'm going to give you some amazing tips and strategies for that. You're going to love it. We're shifting gears. You know, we've spent the month of May decluttering, releasing, and letting go of the crap that doesn't serve us in order to invite the new, beautiful things into our lives, the things that the universe has for us that wants us to receive them. And as long as you got space in your life, you know, physical space, emotional space, you can invite it in, and you can actually allow for that process to work even better for you now that you've let go of the stuff. So keep up the great work. Keep reducing, reusing, and recycling in your life. It'll make you feel good. It will give you energy rather than take your energy, and prepare you for the month of June, which we're going to rock it through the mind, body, and spirit. That's going to be the entire focus of the month of June. Can you imagine? It's going to be a great, great four shows coming up here every week. And I look forward to talking with you then. Have a fantastic week. Continue the decluttering. Don't stop that. Every day, make it a practice. Even if it's just one drawer a day, continue to declutter. Your life will thank you for it, and your higher self, and your family, too. It feels good to live in a beautiful home. Take care, everyone. Have a great week.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Your aura brims with confidence. The Name Your Price tool has given you policy options based on your budget. A source of great power rises from within, like a Tyrannosaurus Rex that can shoot dragons out of its eyes, riding on a tank.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Catch the Seahawks spirit at Safeway. Purchase three participating products with your club card and you can win 2017 season tickets. You could also win a prize in one of our weekly giveaways. Just look for the shop and score participating player products. Don't miss the player of the week this week. Coca-Cola 12-pack 12-ounce cans. 4 for $11 when you buy 4 with your club card. Safeway, the official supermarket of the Seattle Seahawks. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents residing in Alaska, Idaho, or Washington 18 and older. See official rules at shopscorealbs.com. Ends January 3rd, 2017.